In my 21 years of teaching, I've had a myriad number of students who've told me, "Mr. Devine, I want to switch to drums." When we return, 6 responses that you can answer them with.
Strike up the band, so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Unfortunately, drums are a very cool instrument, and students sometimes want to switch because they think it's cooler than their instrument of saxophone, clarinet, bassoon, oboe, whatever it is that they might play. It's our job to help them to see that it's not everything that they think it is. Response number one that you can give them: go with the sports analogy. Talk about band being a team and that everyone needs to do something different to make the team successful. When I used to teach soccer to my son's teams when he was younger, everybody wanted to play forward. No one wanted to play defense or be goalie. But we need everybody on those different parts for the team to be successful. If everyone played forward, we'd have no defense and the opposing team could score against us. In football, if everyone played quarterback, the team would not be very successful. So you can use the team analogy. Number two, ask them what's best for the group. That's what my job is as the director, and I'll tell them that. I'll say my job is not to make everyone happy, because sometimes these students threaten to quit. If I don't get to switch to drums, I'm just not going to play in band. Well, some of them do that, and that's okay. Sometimes it's okay to have some of them quit like that. But sometimes, if you talk to students about what your job is as the director, they can sometimes understand what it is you're looking for with that. You have to decide what's best for the group. I always explain to my students, we need a lot of instruments in the lower instruments to balance the sound of the upper instruments. So even when it's not percussion, when I have 20 students wanting to play flute and no one wanting to play tuba, I remind them we're not going to sound good. Number three, offer them auxiliary percussion on select pieces. If you are teaching at the high school level, for example, you may do some John Mackey pieces that have 8, 10, 12 percussion parts. The students who have expressed interest in doing those and who we can spare on that part, they will often get first dibs at auditioning for that part. They don't automatically get it just because they have some interest in it, but that may satisfy some students. Number four, give them some alternatives. When I was teaching at the high school level and I would have students who wanted to switch to percussion, I reiterated to them how boring sometimes percussion parts could be. But we needed more percussionists in the drum line in marching band or in the front ensemble in marching band, and they were going to get a challenge and get to learn something new and get to be an integral part of the marching band. That really appealed to some students, especially with the front line, for some students who maybe didn't particularly like marching and they could skip out on the show portion of it. You might also think about offering a winter drum line that meets once a week after school. This can often fill students' drum desires. My winter drum line was comprised, about half of it was non-drummers, or at least not in the wind ensemble. Now, also, just be careful with that, with offering that. I was very firm that you had to be in band in order to be in winter drumline. I didn't want that to be a replacement for band, for students to drop band and say, well, I'm just going to do percussion in winter drumline. So you had to be in band. Sometimes I made an exception for someone who was in choir, but not very often, and not if someone quit band to do that. So just be careful with those alternatives. Also, in my school marching band, you had to be in wind ensemble or concert band. You had to be in one of the concert ensembles to be in marching band. Number five, Tell them that they have to stick with their instrument until they learn the new instrument that they want to learn. One of the ways that you can kind of encourage them to go this route, and very few will meet the challenge, but at least it puts the ball in their court. You might look on the Percussive Arts Society webpage, and I'll put the link in the notes. They have 40 rudiments that they feel are the essential rudiments that every percussionist should know. Maybe you can tell them you need to learn all these 40 rudiments before I even consider putting you on percussion. That's going to prevent most of them from doing that. Maybe you can have them meet with you once a week after school to try to practice percussion, and they need to stick with that before they can do it. Most students will end up not wanting to do that. Number six, tell them that there are no openings in percussion, and that as soon as there's an opening, you will allow them to audition for that opening. I don't know about you, but I typically have too many percussionists, and am also always trying to work that number down. A lot of it can be setting kind of a culture of that happening. The first school I taught at, I was the 4th through 12th grade band teacher, and I would have the percussionists start on mallets. I had a certain number based on the number that were joining band, and I typically had about 26 to 30 in beginning band, and I decided two percussionists was enough for that group. But I had a quota on each of the instruments, and so they had to show me that they were the one to do that, because I did auditions for them on, not auditions, but like trying out the different instruments. And it took about 4 or 5 years, but I was able to make the culture where it was cool to be the baritone player. Everyone wanted to play baritone. I had to say, no, I'm sorry, we reached our quota on baritones. You're going to have to play trumpet instead. And it was really cool to see that happen. But it does take a while. I've even heard of some band directors who don't allow anyone to start on percussion at all. Another important thing to do is to make the percussionist learn all the instruments. Not just, you tend to have percussionists who specialize. They want to only do mallets, or only do snare drum, or only do timpani, or I'm the cowbell player, and don't make me learn anything else. My percussionists at the high school level were required to learn all the instruments. I gave them playing tests on all the instruments, and it was difficult for them, and they pushed back and complained. The one who did the best was actually a young lady who was always kind to all the people around her. She was kind to all. She worked hard to be able to play all of the percussion instruments, and she did better on the ones that she was not familiar with sometimes than even the major percussionists did. And they would always complain about the mallet parts, and she was one who specialized in the mallets. I hope that these tips have been helpful to you to respond for when students say they want to switch to percussion. Check the website for the link to the Percussive Arts Society 40 rudiments that you can download and use with your students.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.